With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League Game Week 29 and use the international break to take stock of the best players since the World Cup. We have two videos in the series this week, this one looking at goalkeepers and defenders since Game Week 17, and watch out later in the week we'll have one on midfielders and attackers as well, especially important for double Game Week 29 approaching, but also just your plans as the season finishes. My name is Joe, and joining me is Fantasy Football Scout writer Mark. Mark, how are you?
Hello, I'm pretty good, thank you. Just feel a bit refreshed after a long weekend in Milan with the partner. My only request was San Siro, and the rest was for her. Okay. It was another nice city.
Very nice, very nice. I've been stuck here in Somerset, but quite nice, but a bit rainy. So yes, in this video what we're looking at is taking stock since seeing who is the best goalkeepers, defenders, attackers, midfielders since the World Cup. So we're gonna have this in two videos, and this first one, goalkeepers and defenders. So this, you know, without further ado, really, we'll have a look at the best goalkeepers. So this is the best one since Game Week 17. I've sorted this by expected goals prevented, which is basically what they themselves have actively prevented. So you've got the actual goals the actual goals that have been conceded, but also this indicates the sort of I'm not explaining too well, but it basically, the higher the score, the better the goalkeeper, the better they are at saving goals. But I've also put in the mix how many goals they've conceded, the minutes per save, so how many save points they're going to get as well. So let's put this table up. It will come as no surprise that Raya is top. He's 4.8, he's conceded just 9 goals since the World Cup, 5 clean sheets, minutes per save is actually the best out of this group, apart from third or fourth best. So he's in the top 5 for minutes per save, and his XG prevented, which he is actively prevented, is the highest at 4.4. So he is responsible for stopping those 4 goals going through. So Mark, is he in your team? I know Brentford haven't got the best double, but he just looks like the best goalkeeper perhaps to have for the duration.
Yeah, he's in the team, both him and Kepa. So there's that nervousness about getting it right every week. I don't think it's backfired so far. Those two just seem to provide great value, really. I think they're both on 59 points since the World Cup, and they're both all about the saves and the bonuses. And generally, as a team, both Brentford and Chelsea have been amongst the best.
Okay. Yeah, definitely in terms of clean sheets as well, and those goals conceded. Leno at Fulham, 4.5. I don't think many people are going to go for Fulham. They're sort of, I mean, as we saw in the FA Cup, they're sort of imploding at the moment. But it's the next name is quite interesting, Guita at Crystal Palace, because Roy Hodgson's just taken over at Crystal Palace, who is known for quite a boring style of play. But if you're investing in a goalkeeper, that's exactly what you want. So far, he's conceded 15 goals, but he's actively prevented, his XG prevented is 1.5, so third best since the World Cup. Minutes per save, every 23.5 minutes, 23 and a half minutes. So, yeah, he could be good. Do you think, can you see a change with Roy Hodgson coming in, perhaps, for, you know, for people being more interested in Guita?
I think so. Some of the underlying stats for Palace last season under Patrick Vieira were very impressive. I think they ended the season with like the fifth best expected goals conceded or something like that. So if they can return to not even the Hodgson era, just last season, then Guita could be a really good option. I think he's had the most saves since game week 17, and that's whilst currently being slightly injured. So yeah, that could be. I think Palace's fixtures get quite good.
They are. I mean, Roy Hodgson is taking over as their fixtures get good. So hard luck, Patrick Vieira. But yeah, his minutes per save, 23 and a half minutes. That is, once again, we are one of the top since game week 17. You know, he's actively preventing goals as well. Ramsdale is next, 4.9. I'm going to sort of sketch over him because I don't think many people are going to be investing in an Arsenal asset. The people are, you know, perhaps either divesting in them moving away. But nevertheless, it's good to see Ramsdale there. And if you have been backing him, cost is 4.9 million. So five clean sheets and a save every 33.2 minutes. So not as good as the likes of Rea and Leno and Guita, but nevertheless, he is in the positive in terms of expected goals prevented. And Saar as well with Wolves. I'm going to sketch over again. I'm not sure many people are going to invest 5 million in a Wolves defender at the moment, considering them. Mm-hmm. But next up, Kepa, 4.7. 11 goals conceded, 5 clean sheets, a save every 31 minutes. So once again, not as good as some of those others like Rea, but probably indicate better defence. But he is in the plus for the expected goals prevented. Kepa's in my team. And he was from the World Cup. I kept him. And I think I'm probably going to keep him forever. Well, this season. Is there any reason to move off Kepa?
I think the only... If you're in the luxury position of being able to have a lot of free transfers and get Ben Chilwell, there may be a sort of reluctancy to double up on Chelsea, and Chilwell has all that attacking potential. But as a standalone asset for 4.7 million, and this general vibe that Chelsea are getting better of late since switching to wing-backs, there's not really a reason to get rid, especially not for this double game week. And then I think it's Wolves after that.
Liverpool defence. 5.4, that seems a lot, doesn't it, for Alisson? He's conceded 12 goals, 6 clean sheets, though, which is the highest out of any of these keepers we're mentioning. Once again, minutes per save is sort of in the same general area as Kepa. It's over 32 minutes. But he is plus in expected goals prevented. People aren't going to be investing in Alisson, are they? But, I mean, could be a cheap way into that Liverpool defence with doubles coming up.
Yeah, he's certainly a lot cheaper than the fullbacks and Van Dijk. Liverpool are a strange one because they have kept the 6 clean sheets and are quite good on shots conceded. But I think they've allowed the second most big chances.
Oh, okay.
Same time since the World Cup. So it's kind of like they're not letting much through, but when they are, it's a big one.
Okay.
And yeah, in general, it just feels like Alisson's way down the list, really.
We've got Areola next, but Fabianski is back. I mean, do you know what the latest is? There's Fabianski. I think he was on the bench, wasn't he, last time?
I think the latest of Fabianski is he's very eager to get back, and it's up to David Moyes as to when he'll make the switch. But that alone sort of makes Areola a risky pick, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. The next one, Neto at Bournemouth. May actually be the best, but he plays for Bournemouth. They had 2 clean sheets, 4.5, conceded 15 goals, which is one of the highest on this list. But minutes per save, the best out of all of these keepers since the World Cup. 20.3 minutes. Every 20.3 minutes. His expected goals prevented is in the positive as well. Bournemouth have a double though. I mean, it's not actually that weird to suggest Neto, is it?
Not really, because Fulham are without Mitrovic and without Willian, and as you said earlier, that they're sort of not quite right at the moment. So the Fulham game in itself is nothing to fear. Of course, Brighton after that, the way your Brighton are at the moment with the goals, that's probably not one for clean sheets, you would think. But then they did just keep one against Liverpool, so. It could be anything. If nothing else, save points, as you say. Yeah. If he's making so many saves per game, then he should at least get points accumulated for that.
Yeah, I don't think he's that bad an option, really. But I wouldn't be investing elsewhere in the Bournemouth defence. Last up, Steele at Brighton. He creeps in, just come into the team. It looks like he's going to stay there. There's no reason really for him to change. It's 3.9 starting goalkeeper at the moment. Just two goals conceded. He's only had three starts, two goals conceded, two clean sheets out of three. Not bad. Minutes per save every 38.6 minutes, which is actually the worst. So in terms of save points, it's the worst in this list. But that would indicate Brighton's defence being good. but his expected goals prevented is flat. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. He's doing exactly what he should be. He's expected to prevent a number of goals, and he's indeed delivering on that. So he's not overperforming or underperforming there or excelling. He's just doing a really good job, but he's clearly just doing something in the team they like. But I know he could be, I mean, as backup goalkeepers go, who are suddenly thrust into the first team, Iverson at Leicester as well is potentially another option, but I guess he plays for Leicester, that's his problem. But what's the case for Iverson?
That is the setback, of course, because the positive about getting either Steele or Iverson, if you're about to bench boost, is that you get immediately some fantastic fixtures, but after that you don't have to worry about budget being wasted on the bench afterwards, because they're already the lowest prices. Iverson is the joint cheapest player in the game at 3.8. And Brendan Rodgers has said he'll get a run of games. So that isn't the problem. It's that Leicester are the only team without a clean sheet since the World Cup. Everyone else has got at least two.
But nevertheless, I guess for those looking for a new goalkeeper, if you've got like Rea or Kepa or a goalkeeper like that, who's probably going to be your main goalkeeper week in, week out, as you said, having an Iverson or Steele who are going to play in the double and they're going to be on the bench most weeks, it's probably not a bad suggestion, especially if you've got a free hit in 32. That could be an issue because Kepa blanks in 32. Am I right there?
Chelsea do. I think Chelsea, Brighton, Man City, Man United.
Yeah,
so
those four. So, and that is the problem with Kepa Steele if you don't have a free hit. So that's a big warning there because your two goalkeepers will be out. But nevertheless, if you have to have that free hit still in hand, that could be good. Let's have a look at defenders this time. And what I've done is I've sorted this by attacking defenders because we all sort of know about the clean sheets. And I'm going to put a graphic up in a sec and a bit later about best defences as well and the team defences since the World Cup. But these are the best defenders and these are sorted by minutes per expected goal involvement. So technically the most attacking defenders.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So what we're looking for there is a mixture of clean sheets, where they're involved, so perhaps on corners, where they're shooting a lot, and obviously that important, that sort of expected goal involvement stats. So number one, no surprise, Trippier. He hasn't actually been delivering in recent weeks, but 71 corners is four times as much as most, around three to four times as much as most on this list. Clean sheets, he's got five, shots in the box, none. No goals, but it's assist potential. 39 chances created by absolutely miles the best on this list. Two assists, 11. So, I mean, he's a no-brainer, isn't he, for a double game week and perhaps for the rest of the season, isn't he?
He's just a no-brainer in general, really, because even though Newcastle are without a clean sheet in six games now, before that, Trippier had scored at least 6 points for eight consecutive games. It was almost freakish, those numbers.
Okay.
And even during this quiet spell, he got an assist the other week. And as we can see, he's just, the crosses and the corners are just far ahead.
Yeah.
We have a defender. And
yeah, it's these are freakish stats. You don't usually get this. Next up, Chilwell. So he's had five starts since the World Cup, but he's excelled. He's second on this list based on minutes per expected goal involvement. Created 12 chances across those five starts. He's scored, he's assisted, he's on corners, his clean sheet potential. He's a second must-have, surely, isn't he?
Yeah, out of nowhere, it's become scary to go without Chilwell.
Yeah.
I was looking at the ownership stats last weekend, and like amongst the top 100K, he was on almost 50%. And that's for a non-owner, you see his attacking potential and just think, oh, that one could hurt.
Yeah. I've got him in my team, but I was faced with him or James, who James is on this list as well. And he's had five starts, not any corners, a couple of shots inside the box, four chances created. So nowhere near Chilwell. I didn't actually see these stats before I got them. I just got them because I've got burnt by James last season. I always got him in and he'd get injured and never play. Chilwell is better than James, isn't he? Just statistically at the moment.
Yeah, and it's strange to call James worse than anybody, knowing what he's been like over recent times. But yeah, based on recent form, ever since Graham Potter switched to the wing-back system again, it has been all about Chilwell. James did get... he did assist for the penalty, I think, didn't he?
He's supposedly behind Havertz on penalties. He's on penalties. He could get a penalty as well. So depending on the gameplay, if James isn't there, or James might hand the ball to him. Sorry, Havertz might hand the ball to James. In which case, everything we just said is just rubbish and we've got a defender on penalties. We've got Graham Alexander, basically.
Those are the times. Yeah, but the thing is, though, it's a big if, isn't it? If they get a penalty.
Yeah.
If Havertz isn't on the pitch or they're 5-0 up. So it's still a big if. And Chilwell, in every other area, has very quickly become a huge player.
Third on this list is in most attacking defenders since the World Cup is Perisic. Very much Conte's man at Tottenham. Conte, by the time you're watching this, may not still be there. But nevertheless, this is a good reminder about Perisic. Costs 5.4, but you do get your value for money there. 22 corners, 7 shots inside the box. He scored, he's assisted, he's created 10 chances, and he's third best for minutes per expected goal involvement. Probably people aren't going to go there, but Perisic could be a sort of a bandwagon at some point towards the end of the season. I don't know if he's ever been in your team this season.
He hasn't, and at the start of the season it was a bit scarier as well, because he was quite popular, wasn't he, at the start on what he could be. But luckily for me, it never really happened. Conte is the big uncertainty right now, but then I think when Sessegnon comes back, Ben Davis has been
too much rotation. Luckily, Robertson and Alexander-Arnold are next to each other on this list. They've both got 5 clean sheets. There's a $500,000 difference with Alexander-Arnold at 7.3, so a bit more expensive than Robertson. Corners, very similar. Robertson 25, Alexander-Arnold 26. Shots inside the box, Robertson 6, Alexander-Arnold 3. So marginally more attacking there. Both haven't scored though. Very similar minutes per expected goal involvement. Robertson, chances created is 15. Alexander-Arnold much more at 22. And that's shown there by Robertson having 2 assists, which is great. But Alexander-Arnold has 3. If people want to invest in a Liverpool defender, which I may well do at some point, I'd probably go for Robertson. He's cheaper and he's pretty much putting in very similar threat, assist potential, and certainly more goal threat, I would say. Are they in your team, or will they be in your team?
Possibly for free hit, 32 when they're at home at the Forest. Maybe even a double up for that one, but certainly in the regular team, probably not, because they do have a double now, but it's away to Man City, it's away to Chelsea, so that's not particularly appealing. At some point between now and the end, I'm sure one of them will sneak in.
So you're a Newcastle fan, so everyone's going to have Trippier. So how do we get points from defence? We get another Newcastle defender. Botman's in a lot of teams, but shared, a bit more expensive, 5 million. But he always surprises me when I look at these tables each week, because I go, you know, poot along with these, you know, so-and-so defender, so, and then they've got... and then he's suddenly got 17 shots inside the box, which is like getting on for double anyone else on this list. What's going on with Cher? Why is Cher so attacking?
I think part of it's probably because Trippier's corners are so good. Okay. There's probably a link there between Trippier taking a lot of corners and Cher getting a lot of attempts. But even in general, he likes a shot from outside the box. I think on the opening day of the season, he scored a long ranger against Forest. So he just loves to try and score, doesn't he? Okay.
So they're actively aiming for him then, as they would, as sort of a Sean Dyche team would aim for Tarkowski in the penalty box. Is Cher like an active target?
Well, because we're just such a tall player in Dan Burn, that perhaps does that distract defences so that Cher gets the shot in? Okay. That sort of thing. I know... I've got a theory about Sven Botman, and this might be based on him being in my team, but Newcastle play Man United in this double at home, having just lost a cup final to them at Wembley. And in 1996, Man United humbled Newcastle at Wembley. And then a few months later, Newcastle 5-0, Philippe Albert chipped the 5th, left-footed centre-back.
Ooh.
Botman's a left-footed centre-back. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that Botman's going to
good score
and clean sheet.
As long as Manchester United, for some reason, field Gary Pallister and Steve Bruce. Or
that's just the first half of the double.
I know, that's even more. But, you know, no, I like that. I like that stat. So, well, that's good. I feel better now having Botman. Ayling at Leeds, another surprise. 9 shots inside the box. That's... once again, one of the best, second best on this table. He has scored a goal and he's created 6 chances. But he plays for Leeds, but that's annoying, isn't it? Because Luke Ayling is exactly the sort of defender that can help get you up the rankings, isn't he?
Completely. He's got the underlying stats. He's got differential potential. He's double game week, everything. Sorry, Leeds fans, but unfortunately, the clean sheets probably aren't going to come, and you can't pick a defender just on their attacking potential, really.
No, unfortunately. Samura at Bournemouth, 4.3, intriguing enabler, but it's the Bournemouth defence again. I mean, I was going to be hard-pressed trying to sell Neto, but I'm not even going to go there with the Bournemouth defender. We've already mentioned James, who's at the bottom, but sandwiching between those two is Henry at Brentford. Four clean sheets, obviously 11 chances created. So he creeps onto this. Now, I've got Pinnock and Henry, and I'm going to lose one, probably, in double game week 29. And I was all set to lose Henry because Pinnock is a bit cheaper. So, and he'll be bench fodder. I'll just leave the cheapest player on the bench. But am I making a mistake? Because he's one of the best 4.5 defenders in terms of attacking threat. But he hasn't actually achieved anything with that yet. I mean, apart from one assist. So I guess, I mean, is he worth keeping?
Brentford's defence does have a lot of ownership. So if you base decisions on local ownership and things like that, that's probably a reason to hold him. But the fixtures themselves aren't like away to Brighton and away to Manchester United. You probably not expecting a clean sheet in either, really, are you? So
No, I'm not at all. It's more this assist potential. So if he gets, say, you know, 2 points or 1 point, you know, appearance points, but then gets an assist, so he ends up on maybe 7 or 8 points over the double game week. That would be much more than I would have expected for him. So, but yeah, I mean, I just think I think I'm going to get rid of him at some point, sadly. But yeah, he's a good bench player as well. We might need them. Let's have a look at the best defences in terms of the teams here. So this will be no surprise for the post-World Cup. Newcastle, I've sorted this by expected goals conceded rather than actual goals conceded. Newcastle top alongside Manchester City. They both conceded, expected to have conceded just 11 goals. But Manchester City has actually conceded 11 goals. Newcastle hasn't. So your team, Newcastle, bettering City there. Brentford, now the next two expected goals conceded after City's Brentford at 13. Then Brighton at 14 and then Chelsea at 15. All popular defences currently, and these stats show why. The potential of a clean sheet. So, I mean, I'll go with Brighton in a second. But for Newcastle as well, five clean sheets here. Are you confident that the Newcastle defence with this fixtures coming up will be a good investment for our fantasy teams?
Well, the natural pessimist of being a Newcastle fan over the years says no. And certainly being without a clean sheet in six games does suggest that you've slightly gone off course a bit. But yeah, those stats kind of put it all into perspective, and that Newcastle defence is still one of the best out there. There is a double. And then after that, it's Brentford away, Aston Villa away. It's not an amazing set of fixtures. I think you could get away with just Trippier, in all honesty, yeah. But it's hard to really say that a second defender is a bad option when they've been clearly the best defence this season.
Okay. And for me, Brighton, I have exactly the same. They're on this list as well. I'm a pessimist there in terms of clean sheets, but I'm not a pessimist in terms of the goals they can score. And so I think there's going to be... I think they're more than capable of conceding, but I think they will win. So I'm an optimist there in attack, but attacks for another day. And what we'll do is we'll be back a bit later in the week to have a look at the best attackers and midfielders. But for now, Mark, thanks a lot for joining me. Thanks a lot for your insight there. And good luck with game week 29. And we'll see you again a bit later in the week. See you soon, yeah. Mark.
See you. Bye, everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.